With Adi from Dark Sada. Welcome, Adi. Hope you're having a great day.
Yes, I'm having. We just came from rehearsal, band rehearsal, so preparing live shows.
Oh, this is really good. Live shows will be awesome.
Yes, I'm sure they will be. We only have two of them yet, but still. It will be great, yeah.
Okay, you can hear my voice clearly, right?
Yeah, perfectly, yes.
Okay, so Adi, you just released a new fresh album, Dark Sada, Attack of Orim. And before we talk about the album, I wanted to know some things first. I wanted to know, how did you start the band Dark Sada in the beginning, and what does the band name mean?
Yes, I started in 2012 after leaving my previous band, Amberian Dawn. And then I just realized that I didn't want to quit because I didn't have any other projects at that time. So I started already preparing this, my personal, this solo project at that time when I was already in Amberian Dawn, but I knew that I was going to be leaving. We agreed that I would do the last album promotion still. So I had plenty of time kind of to start building up this new project. I didn't have the name for the band or the project at that time. Mm-hmm. But when I started writing the first lyrics, it was Save Me, the song. And there was this young woman who was walking in forest in her wedding gown. And I was like, what's this was my image first. And I was like, okay, what's her story? And then I started imagining what could have happened to her, why she was in the forest in her wedding gown and kind of walking ahead. And then I started building up this kind of backstory for that. And as we know, it wasn't only the backstory because it kind of started the whole concept album thing for us. And that was the first album that started after that with the concept idea. And then the Dark Sada means princess, actually. It's an ancient name and it means princess. So it was the Dark Sada is the dark princess.
Oh, this is nice. I didn't know the meaning of this name.
Yeah.
Really nice. Oh, good. It was, so you released it, like, this is the fifth album, and the band has been experiencing like evolution and success. And I wanted to, congratulations on this new album. It is really, really good to listen to. Although it's a little sound different from the beginnings albums, but still has like power and heaviness and the melody are so good to listen.
Yes. Thank you. Yes, actually, we are very aware that this is kind of a quite different album from our previous albums. Also, our last album, Grimm, was already kind of bringing some of the new ideas into our music. But this one is taking a little bit bigger step, and this decision was made intentionally because I was feeling a little bit down after we knew that we weren't going to continue with Napalm Records, and because I felt that I wasn't sure if I wanted to continue Dark Sada at that time. I was so tired of doing everything on my own, like being an independent band. Mm-hmm. It's no one can actually know how much work it is. And when you grow this big already, the job amount is kind of increasing all the time. So I was like, do I want to do this again with this album and everything? So we kind of started discussing with our producer that how about making the step now with the production style. so that we would change a little bit the idea, and kind of we had been talking about this new production style for a long time, yeah. But because I wasn't sure if I wanted to take the brave jump already, so I wanted kind of slowly, baby steps, kind of change our style into what I have been thinking about. But now we decided that okay, now is the time, because all the also my what I had penned for this album, the songs, they were already the kind of the new style. So we decided, okay, this is the time, let's bring it now, and let's not think about how people will react, and let's just see, you know. Mm-hmm. And it made my motivation, and it was a great thing to do at this time, because I started learning new singing technique, and also with the new songs and everything like that. So yeah, it has been quite a journey, but I know that now that we have a new band member too, so there has been a lot of changes in Dark Sara for the, I think that the last album too was a big change because of the our longtime member, this JP Leppäluoto, wasn't there anymore. So in that way, yes. So I think that we are standing quite strong at the moment.
Yeah, really, really strong. I personally really enjoyed the changes, the sounds. It's really enjoyable to listen to. It's more fresh and modern.
Yeah, exactly like that. And we wanted to kind of bring all these synthesizers, 80s sounds, retro wave, and already also this kind of new kind of cinematic sound that you can maybe hear on video games and everything like that. So that's something that we wanted to bring to this album.
Yeah, the 80s sounds is really nice. I really like it.
Yes, me too. I'm a big 80s fan. Yeah.
And like, when did you start thinking about this new album after the Grimm album? How was the composition process?
I started really early after the Grimm album was ready, because we kind of, there was like 1 year. No, it wasn't. Anyway, it was always this take a lot of time making the album. When the album is ready, you have to kind of sit on it like many months. And that's why I've always started kind of writing the next album straight away. And this album started to kind of come to life already then with the, I wrote quite many songs for this, for Attack of Orim, like demos, which we chose from for this album. Yeah.
Oh, I see. So like you may started writing the songs about like 2021, something like that.
I think it was already 2020 when the album was out. Yes, so they were kind of living their lives together.
But now, nice.
I this time is different. I haven't started writing new material yet.
Yeah, it's time to take a little break.
Yes, I think, yeah, that will, I will need that now.
I heard reading some reviews and online things that this story of the attack of Orin continues the story of the previous albums. Is it right?
Yes, it does. Uh-huh. This is also a concept album and also a continuing story as our first trilogy, The Chronicles. So this new continuing story started on Grimm album, and this is the second part of it. So,
and like this story is something that you guys like created, the narrative, the characters, or is it like based on some fiction book, some story that is already made?
No, it's completely my own.
Oh, really good.
Yes, yeah, it's completely my own story, and there's no other like the all the characters and everything is from my imagination.
Oh, nice. Yeah, because I see there's a the character, there's Luna, then there's a fight between good and evil, and something like this.
Of course, they are quite familiar for everyone if you're kind of like reading books and stories and fairy tales even. So of course, the kind of the themes and thematics are the same pretty much everywhere, I think. But still, the characters, when the Luna is fighting the monsters and villains, like on Grim album, it was Mörk, the monster, and then there are these kind of orbs, the magic balls that these villagers have, and everything like that. So it's quite a journey, quite a story. And that's why I have wrote also a little storybooks next to the albums, like physical ones. And they are quite short and written in poem form, because I wanted to kind of have the same feeling as on the album when you are reading the lyrics. Oh. So in that way you can kind of dig in deeper to the story part too.
This book, it must be really amazing to read, so you can dive into the story.
Yes, that's something not everyone wants to do that, but you can also listen to our albums without knowing anything about the story. Uh-huh. Yes, of course, they work like on their own, but still, if you want and you like this kind of thing, then there is a possibility to of course read the lyrics and kind of get some kind of idea of the storyline. But then if you want to dig in deeper, there's these physical books that we are sold in our own web store. Yeah.
Oh, so, nice. These books are only available on your web store, like it's not in Amazon of any ebook form.
The Grimm album is there. I didn't put the Grimm book is there, but I didn't put the Attack of Orym there yet, but I think that you're not the only one who asks for it, so maybe I'll add it there too. Yeah,
this for people who likes reading, it's something that can work.
Yeah, it's a good idea. Of course, I just noticed that it didn't sell much on ebook, so that's why I felt that maybe it's not worth it. But still, I feel that of course, if now that we maybe have new fans coming in and they want to learn what's everything about, so in that way, it's easier if you live in South America, for example, instead of ordering from Finland.
yeah, because. We're from Brazil, and like in Brazil and countries like Mexico and South America, there are a lot of people that love listening to symphonic metal bands and heavy metal bands.
Yes, I know. Yeah. It would be great to come there for one day to perform, and we have a lot of fans there, even though that we haven't been performing there ever. And I think that some of our albums haven't come out there yet either.
Yeah, it would be a great opportunity. So you come to São Paulo and Argentina, other places. It would be really nice.
Yeah, it would be.
And I wanted to know, how was the choice of the guests on this album? Like you're inviting Mark Jensen to sing, the Kasperi Heikkinen from Beast in Black to do the guitar solos, and the J-Pay Lepotul to sing in the Dragon Roll again. How was the planning of the guests?
Mark Jansen was my first choice when I knew that I needed this kind of roles, grunts style of vocalizing. And then because I know him already, we toured together twice when I was in Amberian Dawn and got to know him quite well. And I just contacted him and asked if he would be willing to come to join this album. And he's a really nice guy, a lovely person. So he said that, of course. And so, yeah, So I got the one that I wanted. And then I asked Kasperi, who I've been also playing with in two bands, actually.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, he was a guitarist of Amberian Dawn. And also in my first band, Icon of Fear. So I know him from like 20 years ago. And in that way, we are really good friends. So it was really easy to ask him to join. And of course, the song that we chose for him is really like, it has this kind of same energy or style almost as on this, on their, this Beast in Black albums.
Yeah.
So he fits really well to that. And then JP, of course, he has been in the role of Dragon, and this is kind of the conclusion, what's happening on this album. So once more, he's featuring this album. Let's see if he will come sometime in the future, but let's see.
Yeah, he really, all of the guests really add some value and let the album really good.
Yeah.
But like, when JP sings, it sings more in the back vocal style, yeah. Not as a lead vocal. Is it like, was a choice made?
Yeah, we did that decision, knowing what we are doing,
mm-hmm.
because in the story, he's already flying away. So we didn't want it to have this kind of the same style as before. He has also had his own lines, and this time he's only singing with me the same lines and a little bit further away, so that it feels like he's already a little bit more distant. Yes,
because in the story he's getting away.
Yeah.
Oh, nice. So I wanted to know, how did you do like the design for the art cover of the album? Who designed it? Because it has a really like manga, anime feeling, or I don't know. It was really beautiful, the art cover.
Yes, thank you. When I noticed it, I was looking for the right cover for this album for a long time. And I tried one artist too, but of course, when you have a so strong idea in your mind, it's really hard to work with an artist who has its own strong mind about the idea. So in that way, I felt that it was easier if I could find a already made picture. And then I started searching through all the kind of photo stocks that I could find something. And mm-hmm. then I Shutterstock, and I found this artist, Warm Tail, actually is his name, this kind of artist name, and I saw that it was, when I saw the picture, I was like, okay, this is the one, because it was closest to the idea of what I had in my mind, because I wanted to have this kind of a game kind of feel to it. And even though we don't have anything to do with any anime or anything like that, the Japanese, you know, culture or that kind of world, but still the it's kind of dark, but still being really colorful, like our album is. It's dark, but still really colorful.
Colorful, yeah. You can notice the color in the music videos too.
Yes, yeah, exactly. So we have this contrast going on this album. Well, like the story is quite dark, but still the, you know, the music is quite colorful, and also the visuals are both really dark and really colorful. So and in this cover, there's also this woman with the crown, and her eyes are like they are white. In that way, that there's something, she's not there. And in the story, Luna has been sleeping because of this sleeping thorn, this spell, that Sweffen thorn, that has kind of put her to sleep, and she cannot move. That she can move, but she's not here. She's awake, but not awake, you know.
I like see. She's another place. Her mind is another place.
Yeah. So in that way, I felt that it was the perfect photo for this, because she on the last song of the Grimm album, that's called The Dark Throne, she got the throne, but because of the orb, the evil orb, malevolent, she fell into sleep and couldn't help her citizens. And now that the new villain, the Orim, is coming to city, she needs to be awakened. So how they will do it and so on. So this is kind of the, I already knew that it was perfect match for our album. So I bought the picture. I was like, oh, take my money.
Yeah, because it's the perfect choice.
Yeah.
And then like you bought the picture on Shutterstock and you yourself designed the art graphic.
The inside the booklet. No, there was this Finnish Simo Heikkinen who did the booklet.
Ah, okay. Yeah, and the art cover, really, really beautiful. And like you said, it represents perfectly the message of the story of the album.
Yes, I think so. I wanted to have really different album cover that really pops out also from the other metal album covers. And I think it does that.
Yeah. Really, really. And I wanted to know, like, the music videos released so far are two, like The Warning Sign and Burn. They are really, really well produced. Like, you have like a lot of changes, characters, really, really nice. And it emphasizes the cinematographic feeling of the music.
Yeah.
How was the recording process of these two music videos? And I wanted to know if you want to release more music videos of this album?
We've been working with our video producer, oh my God, I forgot his name.
No problem.
Markus Nieminen for all of our videos. So he's really our friend already, and we know how he works and everything, and he always picks up the idea of my original idea for the video, and he kind of always asks for it, and he kind of wants to have it. So it's really well attached to the storyline because of how we work together. Yeah, but it was really fun shooting these videos, especially the Warning Sign video with the flower gun and everything. It was really much.
I imagine, because there's the guy, the character, the flowers, the lights.
Yes, it's really different from our previous ones, and in that way I feel it was so refreshing too.
Yeah, and like, and you pretend to release more music videos of the other songs?
I have that one too. Probably not, because I have to say that shooting music videos is so expensive. It's like thousands of euros, and nowadays I don't know if people watch that much music videos anymore, to be honest. So I don't know if it's a kind of good investment anymore. So let's see. Yeah,
maybe two music videos is enough to promote the album, and people will get to know the other songs, and like, yes, they will come to the concerts after that.
Yes, I think that it's their primary thing is to promote the album, and I think that now that all the songs are out there already, if they kind of, there's a quite different these singles already, so if someone likes one, they maybe want to check out the whole album too.
Yeah. So I wanted to know if you would describe symphonic metal. What is like symphonic metal for you? How important do you think is it? How do you see it, the genre?
I think the symphonic metal scene is changing, and we picked up the change already. So like all the culture and all the art is changing all the time, we need to change with it. Otherwise, we become like old styled. And I think that I wanted to change. I needed that personally. And of course, symphonic metal is dear to my heart because I'm a classical singer originally, even though I'm experiencing new areas with my vocal style. But still, that's something that I have an education for. And of course, it's something that I love the depth of the music and the cinematographic that it can kind of create. So in that way, it's kind of my lifestyle already. But of course, it's really refreshing to start some and explore something new.
Yeah, because the music is evolving and it's always getting references of the past, like this trend, like 80s songs. It has like a lot of artists getting these sounds to create the songs today. So I don't know what do you think about it, but in the other genres, in the metal, the rock and the indie, all music is like they are evolving and changing all the time.
Yes, exactly. And if artists are in the stream, this kind of flow, they will know it, they will feel it, and it affects also to their style. And if you kind of close your eyes and ears from the outside world, then it's possible to kind of continue doing the same album over and over again. But for me, because of the growth as a person, as an artist and a creator, it has been always like I'm in a creative flow. And everything I experience in my life and artistically, it affects also my art and my music and, you know, everything. So that's also one of the reasons why our albums are so different from each other, because we are all the time like growing up.
Yeah, this is good, because if a band keeps doing like 4, 5, 6 albums with all the same sound, sometimes there are people that will like it, but it's not, it's like all the same. It's yes. Like it's good to change.
Yes, and it's good to kind of shock a little, yeah. I think. Even though I'm not maybe the most shocking person I know, but still it's kind of a good way to push the boundaries a bit.
Yeah, for sure. And if a person wants to know Dark Sadat, a person that doesn't know the band yet and will start listening to the songs, what song or album do you recommend for the person to listen in the first place?
You mean the new style or the anything?
Anything of the band. Like, oh, I'm presenting Dark Sadat to a friend. What song do you recommend?
I think something that I would recommend at the moment, of course, because I feel that I want to kind of go on and not look back. I think that the song that represents our album best, like in the way that it kind of gives you the feeling what our Attack of Orim album is about, I think it's Warning Sign.
Warning Sign. It's a great song.
Yes, I think so too. My favorites from the album.
I really liked all songs. Warning Sign is really good and kind of fun to listen to. The track is titled the Attack of a Ring with Mark Jensen is really nice for those who want more heavy because of the Mark doing the harsh vocals.
Yeah.
There's a song like Gothic Disco. I really enjoyed this song too. Really, it has this disco vibe. I don't know.
Yes, I think that this album has a lot of this disco vibe. And I think that because of the dark times we are living in Europe, I think that we kind of really needed this kind of color to to experience.
to experience something light and hope, yeah, get hope now.
Yes, and energy and positivity.
Awesome. So, Adi, we're getting towards to the end. So I want to thank you so much for accepting the interview here in Playphonic from Brazil. And I wanted to know if there's anything about the album that I didn't ask, if you want to share with us.
I think that we got it quite well. Yeah. So, yeah.
So people can listen to the album in all platforms and stream and buy it online.
Yep, that's true.
Okay, so, well, so if you want to leave a message for the people in Brazil, and we have like followers on other countries too, but most in Brazil.
Yes, it's crazy that there are people following our music all that far away. Sometimes it really humbles me that people from how many kilometers is there, and at the other side of the world. So it's really great. So thank you for following and listening to our music.
Yeah, I have a particular friend in Brazil that he says like, oh, Dark Side is the right symphonic metal, because he is really a huge fan of your music. Me too, but he's kind of crazy of Dark Side.
Oh, nice. Great. Yeah, that's fun.
Yeah, really good. So I want to say congratulations on the new album. I wish you all the success promoting the new albums. Well, if you have a chance to come to Latin America one day, we'll see you on concerts. And I want to wish you success on the forward concerts that you do on Europe. Do you know when it's the next concert you will perform?
Yes, we're going to have two concerts, one in Helsinki in Finland and other one in Tampere in Finland next month and in March. So not many yet, but we're hoping to finally get shows in the Central Europe too. Oh. So we are crossing our fingers.
Oh, nice. Yeah, it will be a huge success, I'm certain.
Yes. Yeah, hopefully. Yeah.
So thank you, AD. Is it right how I pronounce your name? Because it's different.
Yes, in Finland we say the H, so it's Heidi with the H in the beginning.
Ah, I see. Heidi. Nice.
Yeah.
Okay. So, when I publish the interview on the website, we usually publish the audio and the text transcribed interview, and then we send you the link, okay?
Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you for your time. Have a great day there.
Yeah, you too.
Okay.
You too.
See you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.